And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Yeah, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one. That'd be Alabama. I'm talking about this show like goes way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden and parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. All right, we're going to jump into this this first dipper here, zombie drugs. And you know, it's not a euphemistic name, by the way. I'm not giving it that to be cute. That's what they're actually calling this, and there's good reason. So you're already familiar with fentanyl. I hope none of you are familiar in a real sense, but or have family members that are. It's an awful, awful drug. And probably one of the most nauseating aspects of this is that fentanyl is largely coming across the southern border as a result of the open border policy of the Biden administration. Now, fentanyl is legitimately deadly. Just the amount that it would take to, you know, like the size of your pinky nail, can kill an entire room full of people. Now, they have seized more fentanyl at the border, even though they're fighting against, you know, an uphill climb, so to speak. That they've seized so much that just knowing what they've seized alone, it could wipe out every man, woman, and child in the United States. Fentanyl is entirely one of the most deadly drugs that we've seen on U.S. soil, and it just became deadlier. So what we've got right now is a brand new alert that was just issued by the DEA, and I got a copy of it right here. Let me grab that. So the DEA has now issued a public safety alert for the American public to take note of the fact that trafficking of fentanyl is now being found to be mixed oftentimes with a drug called xylazine, X-Y-L-A-Z-I-N-E, xylazine. Xylazine's street name or nickname is Trank, T-R-A-N-Q. Why? Because it's a tranquilizer and it's made for animals, like heavy animals, like horses and cows. I do realize that, and I've worked with addicts professionally, I do realize that people who are not well do not make well decisions, if you know what I'm saying. Unhealthy people do not make healthy decisions. I get that. But you have to look at this and go, my God, why would you think, hey, there's a great idea. Let's take a horse tranquilizer and mix it with the most deadly drug we can find and create the whole thing as a much deadlier, potent cocktail. Well, xylazine right now, according to the DEA, is making it the deadliest drug threat our country has ever faced. DEA has seized xylazine and fentanyl mixtures in 48 out of 50 states. And they say that xylazine and fentanyl places users at a higher risk of suffering a fatal drug poisoning because xylazine's not an opioid. So that, you know, you hear about naloxone or Narcan, but they give it to you. It's a narcotic inhibitor that helps save your life if you got an overdose going on of an opioid. Xylazine is not an opioid. Xylazine can basically just crush your systemic responses to anything, you know, breathing, blood flow, all of it, consciousness, and Narcan won't do a thing to it. According to the DEA here, the CDC has reported 107,735 Americans died between August of 21 and August of 22 from drug poisonings. 66% of those were synthetic opioids like fentanyl. It says the Sinaloa cartel and Jalisco cartel in Mexico are using chemicals largely sourced out of China and are primarily responsible for the vast majority of fentanyl being trafficked in communities across the United States. Well, first of all, that's an admission. That's an admission. That's a knowledge. That's an expression of interest in the fact we know. This is not one of those, well, we just don't know, Senator, whether in fact there really is. No, you know. The DEA is reporting it. Here's their public safety alert. They know for a fact how many deaths are occurring, at least on record, from fentanyl. They know that fentanyl is being trafficked across the border. They know that fentanyl is largely because of two major drug cartels. They know that fentanyl is also largely being sourced out of China through Mexico and across our border. And there's no real plan to deal with it, and now it's gotten worse because now they're mixing it and calling it Trank. Okay, so what does it do? Listen, y'all, this is some heavy, just awful stuff. Now, I pulled this article, interesting enough, off Sky News. British and Australia have Sky News, Great Britain and Australia. It was one of the best reports I'd seen. It says that Trank, which is fentanyl and xylazine, has spread across the U.S. at an alarming speed and has devastated communities. The drug, an animal tranquilizer, is increasingly mixed or cut by drug dealers into fentanyl, which itself is already killing over 100,000. Part of the reason why, just to be honest with you, part of the reason why I believe is because it makes the drug more potent. It also makes the drug create addiction that much faster. And then at the same time, you have to have it. I mean, it becomes more than an addiction. It becomes all-consuming. So much so that xylazine causes the skin to rot off the body. I mean, they're calling this a zombie drug because people are literally, like one of the things they say that is very common is a stupor that says, like, basically, you don't know where you are. You're a lot of times they're seen hunched over or in strange positions. And then they're also oftentimes with massive sores and places on their legs and extremities where the skin is literally rotting off because it cuts off blood flow to the epidermal layers through the capillaries, causing the skin just to rot in place. You got people, and not just a few, lining the streets. The worst, the like ground zero for this is Philadelphia. You got a whole city block where you can go down and just see the xylazine fentanyl addicts laying in open sores. It's like watching a leper colony, except that they also can't function because they don't know where they are. So according to this, it says data from 20 U.S. states, the story came out just a couple weeks ago, and the District of Columbia shows that fentanyl-associated deaths where xylazine was detected have increased from being 2.9% up to 10.9% of all overdoses, which is a jump of 276%. That's a 276% increase in this dangerous cocktail. Y'all, this is god-awful. This is literally a scourge. So this one particular gentleman, Dr. Gupta, he's the White House, what's his title? I got it right here somewhere. Anyway, he's the White House, like, drug czar. And he says that, as a physician, he says, I've never seen anything this bad at this scale. That he visited the wound care clinic in the Kensington neighborhood of Philadelphia, one of the hardest hit. He says, so what I wanted everyone to understand is this. If we thought fentanyl was dangerous, this doctor says, fentanyl combined with xylazine is that much deadlier. He says, we saw open wounds, rotting skin, and volunteer outreach workers were overwhelmed. And then 4 months later, we came back for a second visit, and the situation had gotten even worse in 4 months. I mean, I personally, I don't know. I mean, I look at this and I think, why would anyone want to go and be a tourist or a business person or a student in Philadelphia? It's just a freaking mess. Yeah, Dr. Gupta, by the way, is the White House Drug Policy Director. And of course, they want money. They want money to fix it all. They want money. $46 billion plan. Here's the plan, in my opinion. The plan is shut down the border. The plan is, and I know it almost sounds like rhetoric when I say this, but I'm serious. There has been talk about whether we should begin labeling the narco traffickers at the southern border and the drug cartels that perpetrate all this as terrorists. And at the same time, allow our U.S. military to take action. I am not going to have any heartburn at all, and I think most Americans would not. I'm not going to have any heartburn at all if a Tomahawk cruise missile takes out a drug lab. Why would I care? Oh, collateral damage. They put them next to villages and things like that. I understand. Over 100,000 people have died due to fentanyl in the last year, and what we're seeing right now is that 10% of those deaths are now also laced with xylazine. It is destroying whole communities. It is certainly destroying families, and it is absolutely destroying lives. And I have no issue with taking a hard stance on this. We come back from the break here, though. I got to tell you what we're going to wind up doing. What we're going to wind up doing is jumping in with, like, okay, a little more on what this is about, and is there anything we can do about it? And then I'll tell you, something else I'm going to show you is it's not just out there. It's right here in Alabama. All right, folks, heavy subject. Phil Williams, zombie drugs. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, I'm in this section right now calling it zombie drugs, and that's what the DEA and others are calling this mix of xylazine, which is a horse or cow tranquilizer, with fentanyl. It's become one of the most potent and deadly combinations of any drug that we're seeing on the streets. Story here from NBC says the percentage of fatal opioid overdoses in which xylazine was detected, like I said earlier, rose by 276% in the last few years. It actually lulls people into a state of unconsciousness. And of course, then on the streets, that makes them, you know, more prone to being robbed or assaulted. It slows your heart rate. It lowers your blood pressure. Chronic use causes dramatic disfiguring wounds, usually on the extremities. It has been found to be in something like 70,000 over... I take it back. Tranq is increasingly found laced in fentanyl, which has been found in over 70,000 deaths just in 2021 alone. Those are old numbers. We are well over 100,000 now. This has got to be dealt with. Well, how is it being dealt with? What do we do? Well, one of the things you look at is xylazine is not illegal. Why? Well, because it's a veterinary drug. It's a tranquilizer. It was never intended to be something that had to be a truly controlled substance. So right now, story here on AP, states are restricting tranq, animal sedative linked to overdoses. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, which, of course, like I said, Philadelphia, ground zero. States are increasingly looking to restrict access to a powerful animal tranquilizer showing up in supplies of illicit drugs. Pennsylvania's governor said Tuesday his administration is adding xylazine to the list of controlled substances, tightening up regulations. You see what happens here, too, by the way. If you're a farmer or you're a veterinarian, now you've got a controlled substance you have to keep under lock and key. You know, you used to be worried about people raiding pharmacies. Now you're worried about them raiding supply houses for veterinary care. That's Pennsylvania. It says, by scheduling it, Democrat Governor Josh Shapiro said, we are giving greater tools to law enforcement and others to properly regulate, control, and contain these drugs. So that's what they call it, scheduling. So when you have an illegal substance, it's placed on a schedule of drugs. And there's different schedule levels. But if you are in possession of a scheduled substance, then that alone can be, you know, worthy of criminal penalties. Ohio's governor signed an executive order restricting xylazine through the Board of Pharmacy, and West Virginia's Republican governor signed legislation to make it a controlled substance. That's three states right there that have taken action because they had to. Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia. But is it just out there in like big cities? Well, how about this article from local news WIFR in Rockford, Illinois? Not a small town, but not a Chicago. It says a flesh-eating drug, another evil, is weaving its way into the bodies of unsuspecting addicts. It's dubbed the tranq, or by the way, unsuspecting addicts. It's hard to say unsuspecting addict. Well, maybe they didn't ask for tranq, but it's hard to go in this one and say that they're the innocents. But nonetheless, they are being killed off. It's dubbed tranq or zombie drug, a mix of fentanyl. It's a nickname stemming from the side effects you get by seeing people in a deep trance with rotting skin. And this is the scariest part, this guy says, is Narcan won't save you. So if you're leaning more towards fentanyl in your mix, Narcan might help. But if they have a higher dose of xylazine, it's like nothing more than just throwing water on somebody. That's in Rockford, Illinois. Okay, what about, though, Russell County, Alabama? Little old Russell County, Alabama, a local East Alabama sheriff is now joining the DEA in fighting back against fentanyl with tranq. Sheriff Heath Taylor of Russell County revealed his office, by the way, this came out just last month, revealed his office has encountered the drug mixture on multiple occasions. He said, this drug tranq, we've had at least three run-ins with our office. Sheriff Taylor expressed concerns about the legal implications of the situation, saying, the problem is, he said, it's not a controlled substance. So if we find somebody who has it and they've not mixed it with anything, we can't charge them. It may create suspicion. This is me talking, but it does not create probable cause for an arrest. How about Walker County right here in our listening area? 1819 News. Walker County over there in the Jasper area. This came out in May. The sheriff's office warned about xylazine, a non-opioid medication being used. There's two versions. There's one called carfentanil, which is does respond to Narcan, but xylazine does not. It says, so far, the sheriff says, in Walker County alone, they've had 32 suspected overdose deaths, and that they're largely related to fentanyl, and that they are finding tranq in Walker County. And then this one, last one, Mobile, Alabama. Mobile DEA says agents recently found tranq in the Mobile area. It's really just one case so far that we've seen it, and what we've seen is in with methamphetamines, but we've seen it mixed in with fentanyl. We haven't seen it in pill form yet. This came in powder, I believe. But says no agents were exposed because it's extremely deadly for the agents to be exposed to it. But it is becoming more popular. Let me just tell you, what I just did there was I gave you three articles from Alabama. One in northwest Alabama, one in east Alabama, and one in far south Alabama. What that tells you is it's all over the state. And maybe not to the extent that we're seeing in some of the other major cities, but why wait? And maybe it's time for us to see something done at the legislative level, put this on the schedule, give our law enforcement, our prosecutors something to arm them with. But folks, I'm going to tell you, this is the messiest, most awful drug cocktail that perhaps we've ever seen on U.S. soil. And yet a lot of it, y'all, and this is so frustrating, a lot of it goes back to our freaking southern border. And the Biden administration just negligently allowing the southern border to remain porous while claiming that it's closed. Secretary Mayorkas yesterday being grilled in Congress. The border is closed. The border is not closed. And by the way, 100,000 fentanyl deaths would argue otherwise. The DEA argues otherwise. The DEA is telling us that this stuff is pouring in across our southern border with the precursors largely coming from China. China to Mexico to the U.S. The Mexican president had the gall to say a couple of months ago, well, what you really have is a problem with a demand on your side. Well, we do. But you know what? We'll deal with the demand on our side. But if you're not careful, we're going to start dealing with the supply on your side. And I mean that. I realize I have the luxury right now of having a microphone where I can just say stuff, and I'm not the one who pushes a button or calls people to war. I get it. But I'm just going to tell you that we're going to have to start seeing a much firmer stance against these drug cartels across our southern border because they are killing our people at scores the like of which, if it were a terrorist organization, we would have already gone to war. They have killed far more people than Al-Qaeda ever killed in the world. If you took all of Al-Qaeda's hits around the world over the last decade, it would not add up to the number of fentanyl deaths we see related to what came across our southern border in the last year. And folks, it's getting so much worse when they start mixing things together. You know, one of the things, Barry Mattson will be on with us in a few minutes. One of the things he said to me one time that it blew my mind, is sometimes they actually, even the pushers, will kill off people because the junkies see that as a sign that there must be some good stuff over there if the guy died. And so they migrate to that part of town. It's just a sick situation. Coming right back, we will be with Barry Mattson, Executive Director of the Alabama District Attorneys Association, letting us know what they're seeing, what they're hearing, and what coordinations they're making to try and resolve some of this. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Right side rough.